What Bandura is coming out against in much of his work is what has become known as the self-esteem movement, or he's coming against what has become known as the feel-good movement. All right, so tell a child how great they are, how wonderful they are. Stand in front of a mirror every morning and tell yourself, hi, gorgeous, 10 times, and then you'll be more successful, your self-esteem will be higher, and you'll be more gorgeous. It doesn't work. Believe me, it doesn't work. I've tried everything. The thing, though, is that very often, it actually hurts in the long term. It actually hurts self-esteem. It actually hurts the motivation of students who are constantly told, you're wonderful, you're terrific, no matter what. And we'll talk about how we can be more discerning with praise, how we can praise in the right way when we talk about the work of Carol Dweck on mindset in a few weeks. But in the meantime, what Bandura showed, what Carol Dweck showed, what many others showed, was that it's not enough. Very often, it's even detrimental to just give the positive talk, the positive affirmation, whether it comes from the outside or from the inside. Maybe part of the equation, certainly can't be all. What Bandura is saying, that rather than talk, we need action. We need to put hard work into whatever it is we want to be more confident about, and we need to cope. We need to put ourselves on the line. Very simple. Why? Because hard work and coping inevitably leads to success, more success at least than we had before when we didn't act and we didn't cope.